All right, now, let's get on with this here.
You want to set it up for my end first?
Because, yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
So
you set it up.
The other day, we were talking about, I was watching the movie About Last Night, the 80s movie with Rob Lowe and Demi Moore and Elizabeth Perkins and Jim Belushi from 1986 or 7, I can't remember exactly. But, you know, it was a movie from when I was in high school, and I remember it being decent. Well, I watched it for the first time in probably 20 years, maybe more, and just to see if I still liked it. Well, I couldn't even get through the movie because the soundtrack wore me out. And it was a bunch of just bad transition music, you know, that, where they would cut away to these little almost music video type things with Demi Moore and Rob Lowe bouncing all over the city of Chicago. And in the background, they played, this is one of the songs they played.
Led
Sorry.
Led Zeppelin.
It wasn't Led Zeppelin.
No, but T-shirt.
A T-shirt. Oh, okay. This song.
I got it.
Yes, please, if you please, a piece of cake. Now we ain't got it made, no way to make it better. Got the heat on the heart and the harmony.
I don't remember what this song's called, Endless Lover or Loving You Forever.
I don't know.
With it.
So, and then there was another song, too. Another Sheena Easton song. Whatever this song is.
Sick and tired of you in front of me.
That's that keyboard sound.
Yeah. And I couldn't even get through it. I was so disgusted by the songs, and it so reminded me of the 80s and why I really hate 80s music. Now, we got a bunch of email on this, and look, man, yeah, I'm influenced by a lot of stuff from the 80s. I mean, I love R.E.M. You know, a guy brought up, like, the Smithereens and bands. Yeah, I was really into the alternative rock from back then, too. But, like,
But those are guitar bands.
Yeah. Like, this keyboard sound that seemed to permeate everything that I remember about the 80s and film and just pop culture in general from back then, it drives me crazy still to this day, 25 years later.
And one of the things I like about the 80s music, is what keyboards did to it. Because keyboards came back into the mainstream in the 80s.
But that... Okay, I'll let you go.
It came back into the mainstream, but like you, I'm worn out by that sound. I don't like that sound, but that wasn't the only, by any means, the only keyboard sound that was out there.
Well, you got, when I brought this up, and you're a big defender of the 80s.
Yes.
You're a big time, almost to the point of defiance, which drives me a little insane. But we told you to go on a little homework assignment and find us songs that had that really bad keyboard sound. What's it called? I don't even know what that's called.
I don't know if there is a name for it, but...
Well, we wanted you to find songs that you liked with that sound so Danny and I could further kick you in the balls, I guess. Yeah. I'm not sure the reasoning behind the homework assignment other than that.
Well, I don't know if I can really find any songs with that particular sound because, like you, I was kind of worn out on that sound as well. And I don't know that I much have any use for it either, but there were a lot of other keyboard sounds in the 80s. And I'll bet I could come up with a few things that I liked and I didn't mind. And whenever I would hear these songs, that, you know, I would sit through them. But I'll bet you were out on them. And one of the things that you don't like about them is the keyboard sound.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... if it's necessarily going to be this specific sound or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be something similar to it, like this right here. Let's just see what you think about this and what you would do when this comes on. And we'll be hearing that in just a minute, right here on The Ticket.
What station? Ticket?
You're right. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, I don't mind that as much as that synthy Rhodes ballad piano.
Yeah, no, this is perfect.
This is all electronic.
Yeah,
all
I don't mind this that much.
Everything. You don't mind this
No,
much?
This has kind of got an electronica feel to it. This doesn't bother me.
Who is this? Simply this is, Red or somebody?
No, this is Level 42.
Oh, my God.
How do you know this?
Level 42.
Right. Yes, this is Level 42's big hit, Something About You.
Now this
guy is a very prototypical 80s singer.
Yeah. This embodies everything that I dislike about the decade.
Yeah.
Everything. The guy's voice, this crappy electronic garbage that's going on in the background. It's awful, man.
I love this song.
One doesn't kill me, I'm sorry.
I would never think of tuning out of this.
Boy, I remember this. Is this about 84 or 5?
Somewhere around there.
This was a pretty big hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is a pretty big hit. All right, now there is another one that I single-handedly just about turned into a little bit of a punchline for one reason or another. But I like this song. And it's... I don't know. It's kind of homosexual. It's
yeah.
kind of gay,
right.
if you will.
Super gay.
But we're going to hear it right here on the ticket in just a minute as soon as I can figure... Yeah, maybe.
Oh, good God almighty!
As soon as I can figure this thing out, figure how to... Okay, here we go.
All right. iPad fun with Mike.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is this Shattered Dreams?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cutting Crew, right?
No, this is Johnny Hates
Jazz. Johnny Hates Jazz. Yeah.
Johnny Hates Jazz. Hey, guys, I got a great name for the band. So much for your promises. You like this?
Yes.
God.
Absolutely. Caught up in a web of
lights, but it was just too late. This is that sound.
Kind of.
This is more a Level 42 sound than that particular sound that beats you guys down.
This doesn't bother me.
Yeah, this is nice, harmless pop music, Cobra.
This isn't what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about anything that Peter Cetera sang on between 1979 and 1986.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, I can't help you too much with Peter Cetera because I didn't like much of that stuff
all
either.
All sappy, douchey Chicago stuff.
All right. I've got a couple of other things here. We're having to toggle back and forth between iPad and iPod.
Come on!
You're doing great.
I'm trying. Of course, there is also this. This nose needs no explanation or introduction.
What is this, Dr. Detroit?
No, this is Take On Me. Aha, yeah. I don't like that. Is that bass?
Is that synth bass?
Synth bass.
Is somebody playing this, or is this on a computer?
Somebody's probably playing it.
See, these guys all sing the same way.
Boy, they do, man. There was a formula back then. Now, this song...
This had a very catchy video.
Well, no, this song didn't drive me crazy because I always focused on the video.
Right.
And the video was groundbreaking.
Right.
It combined, like, the cartoon and real life and all that. I mean, it was a great video, a great concept. But, yeah.
Guilty pleasure. I love this song.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
See, Mike's actually picking good songs that may be able to survive some lousy 80s production.
All right, now this next song, real cheesy keyboard started it out. But if I were to pick the 10 songs that we played at the zoo that I liked the most for the whole time I was there, I'll bet this song would be on there. Now, it starts off with keyboards. Keyboards set it up. But then it's overtaken by guitar and the melody and the way the guy sings it, which is really good. So, see if you remember, let's see, if you remember this little nugget.
So far, no.
Little nugget. Give it.
Producers.
Yes. She's Sheila is the name of this song.
I've never heard this.
Never heard this?
Never heard it either, but it's awesome. I don't even hear any keyboards.
I've heard this. I remember this song. You guys played this on the Zoo?
Yeah. See, at that time, they were kind of at a crossroads as to whether to embrace this new keyboard-driven sound as opposed to guitar rock. And they found this to be one of the more happy medium songs in there.
This kind of reminds me of the Knack a little bit.
See, I do appreciate the fact that the 80s brought back the keyboard, but I still love the big, beefy keyboard slash piano styles that, you know, you hear now or in the 70s, the a lot deeper sound. I'm not a big fan of that high-pitched, very end of the keyboard sound. It sounds like they're playing the last two keys on a piano over and over.
All right, well then tell me what you think of this keyboard-driven song that was produced by no less an authority and no less a genius than Todd Rundgren, who was called
overrated. Overrated.
Nope. Not overrated. Overrated. Can't be overrated.
Love my way.
That sounds like Barney from The Simpsons. Is this Psychedelic Furs?
Yeah. This did nothing for you?
No, I liked it.
What's that guy's name?
Richard Butler, is that it?
Yeah, maybe.
This moved the needle for me back in the day. I have no problem with this song. And I'm being...
It's got crazy synth in it.
I'm being very hypocritical here. Yeah, I know. No, that's a good song. I like that band, actually. Mm-hmm. What happened to them? Like two albums and a cloud of dust.
Now, keyboards were also used as rhythmic instruments back then, not only to float over everything and fill in like has been done on some of these songs. They were also used in ways such as this here on The Ticket.
Yes. Tom Tom Club. I will never turn this off if it comes on the radio.
I know this song, I just can't place it. It's the Tom Tom Club?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it called? Something of Love?
Genius of Love. The Tom Tom Club was a Talking Heads knockoff.
Oh, really?
It was a couple of them without David Byrne. And it also included Bernie Worrell of Parliament Funkadelic on keyboards. That's him doing that synth part there. And I don't know if Bootsy Collins was in this thing, but they make reference to him in the lyrics here.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Boy, this is a big influence on, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the current band Passion Pit.
Yeah.
This is very Passion Pit-y.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I've not heard them.
You haven't?
No. If they do this, I would like this.
You might like them.
This was a big dance hit, Cobra.
Did you ever dance to this?
Many times.
Dance party.
Oh, man, I'd love to go back to those. Okay, so Grooves.
Shoopy.
Describe to me the South Park song in the email, because I forgot the gist of the email.
It basically just sounds like the generic montage music you'd hear in pretty much any 80s movie.
And so South Park just was doing a spoof of it? Okay, so this is, well, I'm sure from a couple of years ago on South Park, but this is what I think, what I'm talking about in my disgust of the 80s.
Be ready to laugh.
Okay.
Yes! That's it!
Yeah. Approaching to give it your best, and you've got to reach your prime. That's when you need to put yourself to the test and show us the passage of time. We're gonna need a montage. A show that things happening at once, remind everyone of what's going on. Every shot show a little improvement to show it all would take too long.
Reverb. Got it. That's that sound. Yes. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Always fade out in a montage.
Mike brought up six really good songs.
God, Shoopy.
I'm sorry I failed.
Those are, no, you didn't fail because those songs...
Because I thought those had keyboards in it that you guys wouldn't like.
No. Those were fine to
me.
I mean,
if you wanted me to pick six bad 80s songs, I could have done that.
That's not hard to do.
No, it's not.
You can throw a dead cat into the other room and hit one of those.
It's going to be a montage.
All right. Well, I hope there was some success that we met with.
You did good.
Hey, we killed the segment. That's all that matters.
Your homework assignment was a success.
Boy, that is all that matters, isn't it? As we got through this son of a bitch. All right. Mavericks talk next.
It is exactly 5:00 right now.
Hi there, Mike Soroy.